From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo conveys condolences over Sriwijaya plane crash. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin asks MUI to prepare a fatwa on the COVID-19 vaccination. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has extended deep condolences over Sriwijaya airplane crash in the waters of Seribu Islands on Saturday, January 9. This was expressed via YouTube of the Presidential Secretariat. He had received updated reports of the accident, including developments in search for victims and debris of the plane. He later ordered his staff, including the Ministry of Transportation, the National Search and Rescue Agency or Basarnas, to conduct search and immediately rescue operations along with the Indonesian military and police personnel. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin asked the Indonesian Ulama Council or MUI to prepare a fatwa on the COVID-19 vaccination. Spokesperson of the Vice President, Mas Duki Baitlowi, in his statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, January 10, said the fatwa is necessary if the government considers the vaccination is mandatory for Indonesian citizens. The proposal of the Vice President Ma'ruf was submitted directly to the MUI Fatwa Commission in a virtual meeting on the development of the Sinovac vaccine clinical trial at the Vice President's office in Jakarta, Saturday, January 9. Mas Duki also said the Vice President's request would be reviewed by MUI. He emphasized that the proposed vaccination fatwa would certainly be discussed after National Agency of Drug and Food Control, or BPOM, has issued an Emergency Use Authorization, or EUA, permit for clinically tested vaccines. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi confirmed that a joint SAR team has located the point where Sriwijaya Air Flight SJ182 crashed and is focusing on finding the black box flight recorder. Chief of the National Armed Forces, or TNI, Marshal Hadi Cahyanto said his side will provide a crane to salvage the wreckage of the plane. Meanwhile, Chief of the National Committee on Transportation Safety, or KNKT, Suryanto, said the committee will take a ping finder to the crash site, to catch the signal of the plane's black box flight recorder. Minister Budi hoped this search would not take a long time. Moving on to international news, a new coronavirus variant has been detected in 4 travelers from Brazil's Amazonas state. Japan's health ministry said on Sunday, studies were underway into the efficacy of vaccines against the new variant, which differs from highly infectious variants first found in Britain and South Africa that have driven a surge in cases. Of the 4 travelers who arrived at Tokyo's Haneda Airport on January 2nd, a man in his 40s had a breathing problem. A woman in her 30s had a headache and sore throat, and a man in his teens had a fever, while a woman in her teens showed no symptoms. All travelers are in quarantine at Tokyo's airport. The Spanish government sent convoys carrying the COVID-19 vaccine and food supplies on Monday to areas cut off by Storm Filomena, which brought the heaviest snowfall in decades across central Spain and killed 4 people. Across central Spain, over 600 roads were affected by the rare blizzard, and hundreds of travelers were stranded at Madrid's Barajas airport. Forecasters warned of dangerous conditions in the coming days, with temperatures expected to fall to up to minus 10 Celsius or 14 Fahrenheit this week, and the prospect of snow turning to ice and damaged trees falling. The Palestinian Authority said on Sunday, January 10, it expects to receive its first COVID-19 vaccine doses in March under a deal with drug maker AstraZeneca, and accused Israel of shirking a duty to ensure vaccines are available in occupied territory. While Israel has already become the world leader in vaccinations per capita, Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip have yet to secure their first supplies. Yasser Bozieh, the Palestinian General Director of Public Health, told Reuters that in addition to reaching an agreement in principle with AstraZeneca, the Palestinians had also sought supplies from Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Russia, which has developed the Sputnik V vaccine. Supplies would also come through a World Health Organization vaccine program for poor and middle-income countries. We end the news with Vietnam that will limit flights bringing citizens home from now until the end of the Lunar New Year in mid-February. Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc said, with a new COVID-19 variant spreading around the globe and the upcoming Lunar New Year, only necessary flights approved by Health, Foreign, Defense, Public Security, and Transport Ministry are allowed to enter the country. After the Lunar New Year, which falls on February 10 to the 16, the Transport Ministry will study the possibility of international flights resumption. That was the news.
The beginning of 2021 is shrouded in heartbreaking events from the world of Indonesian aviation. A Boeing 737-500 Sriwijaya Air Flight number SJ182 with Jakarta Pontianak route crashed in the waters of Pulau Seribu after 4 minutes of taking off from Soekarno-Hatta Airport Cengkareng on Saturday at 2 p.m. local time. The fateful plane was carrying 50 passengers, 40 adults, 7 children, and 3 babies, and a crew of 12, including the pilot and co-pilot. According to the Minister of Transportation, Budi Karya Sumadi, the incident began when the plane took off from Soekarno-Hatta Airport at 2:36 p.m. 1 minute later, it was permitted to ascend to an altitude of 29,000 feet, following instrument standards. At around 2:40, the plane appeared to be heading not in its proper direction, but towards the southwest. Then the air traffic control, or ATC, asked the pilot to report the direction of the aircraft, but the Sriwijaya SJ-182 plane disappeared from radar and was subsequently declared down. President Joko Widodo expressed his deep condolences for the downing of the Sriwijaya Air SJ-182 plane. On behalf of the government and all Indonesian people, the president expressed his deep condolences for this tragedy. According to him, since Saturday afternoon, the Minister of Transportation and the National SAR Agency, assisted by the military as well as the police, have been ordered to immediately carry out a search for victims. The president emphasized that he will do his best to find and rescue victims and ask people to pray together so that the victims could be found. Search and rescue efforts continued. SAR Mission Coordinator as well as National SAR Agency Operation Director Marshall Rashman emphasized that the search operation for Sriwijaya Air SJ-182 aircraft was carried out by operating dozens of ships, including those with underwater equipment, 12 helicopters, and 32 ground equipment. Until 5 p.m. on Sunday, the Sriwijaya Air SJ-182 SAR Operation Command Post has received a number of objects suspected of being plane debris and parts of passenger bodies. Marine Coordinator Marshal M. Fadila submitted the findings to the Integrated Command Post. The handover was the fifth during the second day of the SAR operation. Hopefully, all victims can be found and identified so that they can return to their families and then be buried properly. That was commentary.
Listener, our daily segment today in history starts with the event on January 11, 1922, when insulin started being used to treat diabetes in humans. After 1 year research, finally the first diabetic patient in Toronto, Canada, was cured with insulin. Previously, the patient had been isolated since 27th of July, 1921, by Dr. Frederick Banting and his assistant, Charles Best. Insulin is a hormone that helps regulate blood sugar in the pancreas. Dr. Frederick Banting's research earned him the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1923. Next event is that in 1962, Mount Huascaran in Peru erupted. Huascaran or Nevado is part of the Western Andes and is the highest mountain in Peru and the fourth in South America. The mountain reaches 6,768 meters high. On January 11, 1962, Mount Huascaran erupted. The eruption killed about 4,000 people. The last
last event was in 1964 when Luther Terry, United States of American General Surgeon, issued the first United States of American government health report on the health hazards of smoking. This report marked the opening of a war between the United States government and cigarettes, a struggle that is also being fought by other countries around the world. Terry mentioned that smoking causes lung cancer and heart attacks. This report was followed by a subsequent announcement in 1972 by general surgeons that passive smokers were as risky as active ones, developing cancer and fatal problems. A year since the 1964 report, cigarette packets in America were required to include a tobacco warning. In 1969, the United States passed a law banning cigarette advertising on television and radio, but it was only practiced in 1971. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku terhanyut dalam kata rayumu dan ku tahu kamu mencoba untuk berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku terjerat pesonamu? Ah, okay, mungkin aku takkan jadi yang pertama untuk mengungkapkan jika kau merasakan yang ku rasakan. Shoot me now, shoot me now. Okay, mungkin aku takkan bisa. Ku tak ingin menunggu lebih lama. Katakanlah semua yang kau rasa. Shoot me now, shoot me now. Setiap kali akan memulai lagi ayuan yang sama berjuta kali tanpa katakan cinta.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi held a bilateral meeting with Ambassador of the Republic of South Korea Park Tae-sung on Thursday, January 7, to discuss transportation cooperation. In this meeting, South Korea expressed its interest in collaborating on the development of the Bekasi Proving Ground Project, the railway project in Bali, and the development of Batam Sangnadim Airport. On the other hand, Budi Karya also asked South Korea to participate in the development of transportation in the new National Capital City Project, especially in developing the railway system there. The Ministry of Transportation itself has previously carried out mutually beneficial cooperation with South Korea. One of them is the Official Development Assistance ODA framework in the form of a grant. Collaboration with the ODA scheme is carried out by studying the bus terminal master plan and implementing the intelligent transport system carried out by the Directorate General of Land Transportation. There is also cooperation in the form of basic design and pilot project of bus information management system for Jakarta, which will be implemented by the Jabodetabek Transportation Management Agency. During the meeting, Minister Budi Karya Sumadi encouraged the optimization of cooperation between the two countries in the transportation infrastructure sector, particularly through the government cooperation with business entity financing scheme. He also invited and welcomed the interest and participation of South Korea's private sector to invest in Indonesia transportation projects through the public-private partnership scheme. Budi Karya also invited the South Korean side to cooperate in personal exchange programs, scholarship programs, or public lectures given by prominent figures or experts in the fields of transportation from South Korea. That was my Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yang tahu hatiku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today I will present Lore Lindu National Park. Lore Lindu National Park is one of the national parks in Indonesia, which is located in the province of Central Sulawesi, and is one of Sulawesi's biological protection locations. It is located about 60 kilometers in the south of Palu City. The park is in the south part of Donggala Regency and in the west part of Poso Regency, becoming a region of water catchment for three major rivers in Central Sulawesi, namely Lariang River, Gumbasa River, and Palu River. This national park is divided into three areas, namely Lore Kalamanta Wildlife Reserve, Lake Lindu Tourism Forest, and Sopu Gumbasa Wildlife Reserve. Lore Lindu National Park has endemic fauna and flora of Sulawesi and also interesting natural panorama because it is located at Wallace Line, which is a transitional region between Asian and Australian zones. This national park is also the largest native mammal habitat in Sulawesi. These endemic animals are anoa, babi rusa, deer, ghost apes or tangkasi, kakatongkea monkeys, marsupial couscous, and the largest meat-eating animals in Sulawesi, Sulawesi civets, living in this park. Apart from the endemic flora and fauna, megalithic statues that are hundreds or even thousands of years old are also scattered in the Lore Lindu National Park areas, such as the Napu, Bahoa, and Bada Valley. Based on the research in 2013, there were 1,466 megalithic findings from 83 sites that have been disclosed. Megalith statues in this national park are classified into several categories, such as stone statues in the form of humans, Kalamba, which is in the form of a large water storage, Tutuna, which is in the form of stone plates, Dacon stones, which are flat to convex shaped stones that describe channels, and other forms such as stone mortar, a pillar of the house, and others. Lore Lindu National Park operates 24 hours with an entrance ticket fee of 10,000 rupiah per person. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yoshi te COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door and masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Well, listener, today's edition is Di Belakang Kosmu, which means behind your rooming house. Listen to this conversation about di belakang kosmu, which means behind your rooming house. In Kevin's room, Rama has bought rice porridge for Kevin. He persuaded him to eat it and take medicine.
Kevin, ini aku belikan bubur untukmu.
Terima kasih, Rama. Tetapi aku masih kenyang.
Kamu harus makan, kemudian minum obat.
Baiklah kalau begitu.
Ini buburnya.
Wah, bubur ini enak ya.
Iya, aku membelinya di belakang kosmu.
Wah, pantas saja enak.
Ini obatmu, ayo diminum dulu.
Terima kasih, Rama.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today, namely, di belakang kosmu, which means behind your rooming house. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Aku belikan bubur untukmu. Aku belikan bubur untukmu, which means I buy rice porridge for you. Aku masih kenyang. Aku masih kenyang, which means I'm still full. Kamu harus makan, kemudian minum obat. Kamu harus makan, kemudian minum obat, which means you have to eat, then take medicine. Bubur ini enak ya? Bubur ini enak ya? Which means this porridge is delicious. Aku membelinya di belakang kosmu. Aku membelinya di belakang kosmu, which means I bought it behind your rooming house. Ini obatmu. Ini obatmu, which means here is your medicine. Ayo diminum, ayo diminum, which means come on, take it. Duduk, duduk, which means sit. Di pojok kelas, which means in the corner of the class. Sepatu di bawah meja, which means the shoes are under the table. Kita belajar di dalam kelas. Kita belajar di dalam kelas, which means we study in class. Rumahnya di kanan jalan. Rumahnya di kanan jalan, which means his house is on the right side of the street. In the dialogue, there is a sentence, aku membelinya di belakang kosmu. Aku membelinya di belakang kosmu, which means I bought it behind your rooming house. The word di belakang, which means behind, is a word to show the position and location of a place or a thing. Another word to show position and location is di pojok, which means in the corner. For example, Kevin duduk di pojok kelas. Kevin duduk di pojok kelas, which means Kevin sits in the corner of the class. Another word is di bawah, which means under. For example, sepatunya ada di bawah meja. Sepatunya ada di bawah meja, which means the shoes are under the table. Di dalam, which means in. For example, Kevin belajar di dalam kelas. Kevin belajar di dalam kelas, which means Kevin studies in class. Di kanan, which means on the right. For example, rumahnya di kanan jalan. rumahnya di kanan jalan, which means his house is on the right side of the street. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, ini aku belikan bubur untukmu.
Terima kasih, Rama. Tetapi aku masih kenyang.
Kamu harus makan, kemudian minum obat.
Baiklah kalau begitu.
Ini buburnya.
Wah, bubur ini enak ya.
Iya, aku membelinya di belakang kosmu.
Wah, pantas saja enak.
Ini obatmu, ayo diminum dulu.
Terima kasih, Rama.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I will present a pop song entitled Kasih in the keroncong version, performed by an Indonesian talented singer, Hetty Kus Endang. She is able to sing songs in various genres, including keroncong. The song Kasih was composed by Richard Kyoto that was recorded in 1986 and popularized by Ermi Kulit in jazz version. The song is about someone who remembers her lover and hopes to keep being happy together. The lyrics also illustrate how much love she has for her lover. Well, listener, here is Hetty Kus Endang with keroncong song entitled Kasih. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pagi ke pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sebilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sebilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Egoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.